We continue on now on a free-for-all Friday. So glad you're here. Got a list of folks. I'm going to go back to New York City here in 1 second. But first, we're going to go to Wisconsin because we're talking about voters. We heard from Joe in New York. He was great, by the way. Should have gotten his phone number to call him back for future reference, I mean. But let's go from New York to Wisconsin, where black voters are dumping Joe Biden. They're done with him. Listen to this.
You can pretty much look at the people and what's currently going on right now and how we are all pretty much we're suffering and we need help. I'm not really sure what could be done at this point, but it's definitely not going in the right direction for myself personally, as well as business owners like myself. It's not looking good right now.
Not looking good at all. In fact, but you know what is looking good? My special guest here today, she's looking good. Ivy is here with us today. Ivy, good morning. Good to have you here to help me, you know, sort out these callers. How are you?
Good morning. Happy to be here.
Glad to have you here. All right, we're going to go to some calls. We'll let you weigh in. There's, everybody wants more Ivy. Folks, here's Ivy. Ivy, wave to the crowd. There you go. Let's go good to morning. Gary in New York. Gary, how are you today?
I'm just fine, Mr. I just want to say you're a real American.
I believe that to be true. What's on your mind today, Gary?
I'm not a very religious man, but I keep hearing from so many people that Donald Trump was sent from God. I'm starting to believe it. I walk down New York City, I'm starting to see Trump signs in windows. You never would see anything like that.
Really?
It's not real. I believe this man will carry 50 states. I believe no matter how much they cheat, it won't be enough. He will overwhelm this whole country. And I'm starting to believe, like I said, this guy was sent from God to save us all.
Thank you, Gary. Greatly appreciate you coming in. Ivy is a woman of faith, I'll tell you that. She keeps me on the straight and narrow more often than not. Ivy, I think that they're going to see a surprise in November because every place you and I go, even Democrats that you and I know well that are dyed-in-the-wool Democrats, they've had enough. They're saying, look, I can't support this anymore, aren't they?
Well, certainly Donald Trump has a very strong base that has never gone away. And I think that he's gaining quite an even stronger base on folks who realize that life was a lot better under your presidency and not under Joe Biden's. And I think that there will be a lot of folks who just stay home if you're former Biden supporter and you're definitely not ever going to vote for Donald Trump. And there isn't another option for you. They're just going to stay home.
I
don't think that we should let our guard down. I think we still need to make sure we're being at the polls and bringing people who can, go vote and get your friends to vote and everyone else. We still cannot let our guard down, even though we think that this could be a landslide victory.
As Donald Trump put it, make it too big to rig. All right, Ivy, one of our neighbors here is on the line. I don't know if she's one of our neighbors. She's in Michigan. I'll just put it that way. Rita is in Michigan. Rita, how are you today? Welcome to the hotline. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing good, Steve. My concern is the Democrat voters that say they don't want to vote. I'm concerned if their vote is going to count anyways, considering the fact that we have so many illegal aliens. How many of those will show up at the voting booths on voting day with
Rita, let me just step in there and say here's why people like you, Rita, or other folks need to get involved. Be poll watchers. Make sure you're looking at what's going on. You know, if you're in northern Michigan and somebody shows up and they don't speak English at all, you know, that might make you scratch your head and go, that doesn't make a lot of sense to me. I mean, they could be a legal immigrant, no problem, but it's worthy of being there and observing what's going on. That's why people like us, we all have to be involved in the process somewhere. I'm involved here to be your cheerleader and say, hey, go vote. Get involved. Make sure you take friends, like Ivy said. Take friends and have parties, ballot parties. Why not? All right, let's get to one more. We're going to get to Kenny in Kentucky. Kenny, how are you today?
Good morning. I was just curious. I saw earlier half the people in the United States would love to see the illegals, you know, deported. Is it possible physically able to find these people? Do you think Trump could actually accomplish that?
It's going to be Kenny, thank you for the question. Great question. Thank you for calling in from Kentucky. Love Kentucky. We do. Ivy, it's not going to be an easy undertaking. I mean, let's be clear about this. You've got millions of people here. Many of them are in the shadows. Many of them have blended in. Look, we've had people come to our house.
Well, no one knows where they are exactly.
Well, that's my point. I was going to say, you know, we've got a crew of people that come to our house to work. And I know the guy running the crew is here legally, but he's got a bunch of people with him. I don't know for sure because I don't go out and physically, you know, hey, give me your ID, give me your ID, give me your ID. No, they're here for a couple of hours. They do some yard work and this, and then they move on to the next house in the neighborhood. Look, how do you find all the folks? That's a great question he asked, right?
Well, as you know, as soon as they get checked in on the border, or maybe not at all, depending if you're talking about gotaways or things like that. But it's, you know, they send them out into America, don't know where they are, and they're not required. I mean, they do have these court dates they have to get back to, but they never show up for those.
Yeah, they're basically meaningless. Yeah, if they show up,
It is a daunting undertaking, and unless, you know, you are knocking on doors, I don't know how
I think you can get the first wave pretty well. And you can find the criminals, the ones that are committing crimes, beating up police officers. You find those,
100%.
You toss them out, and then you work from there.
100%.
Anyhow, let's go to your former home stomping grounds of Florida. Becky is there today. Becky, how are you today? Becky dropped. Let's go to Brian in Pennsylvania then. We got time. Brian, how are you? Well, Brian, what are you doing? Okay, they both dropped. Arthur in Boston, you got time for me there, Arthur?
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm well, sir. You've only got about 40 seconds. Go to your point.
Okay, quick comment. You said if somebody shows up at the polls and doesn't speak English, obviously they're not a U.S. citizen and they should be booted out of the polls.
Well, maybe, but maybe not. I mean, if you're in Miami-Dade County, you might have legal Cuban refugees that really don't speak English much. Ivy's from Florida. A lot of Spanish-speaking people there that are in the country legally. Correct, Ivy?
Yeah, that is true, actually. But I get his point, whereas, hey, the language of this country is English, and I probably should learn that. I have seen that many times.
Hold it right there. He's with us here on a Free-for-All Friday. God bless me, right? I'll be back.